Wherever you're watching today, we're grateful you're taking 10 minutes for CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. First up, a U.S. military casualty in the fight against the ISIS terrorist group. In northern Iraq yesterday, a U.S. Navy SEAL was killed during what was described as a coordinated assault by 100 ISIS fighters. This is the third American death in combat since the U.S. sent troops back to Iraq in 2014. At that time, President Obama said that American forces would not be returning to combat in Iraq. But last October, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said there are American troops in combat every day, though their overall role is to train and support local forces in their fight against ISIS. Secretary Carter said yesterday that the death of the Navy SEAL shows that, quote, it's a serious fight that we have to wage in Iraq. A spokesman from the Pentagon added that the U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS will honor the sacrifice by defeating the terrorists. Going into yesterday's primary elections in the U.S. state of Indiana, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was leading Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the quest for the Democratic nomination. Clinton had 1,666 pledged delegates and 513 superdelegates. Sanders had 1,359 pledged delegates and 41 superdelegates. To clinch the nomination, a Democrat needs 2,383 total delegates. Businessman Donald Trump was leading Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich in the quest for the Republican nomination. Trump had 1,002 delegates, Cruz had 572, and Kasich had 156. To clinch the nomination, a Republican needs 1,237 total delegates. Both of the candidates in second place are hoping for contested conventions this summer to give them a shot at the nomination. But as you'll see in this report that Tom Foreman did before yesterday's primaries, their window may be closing.
Take a look at the latest delegate count here, and you can see how Donald Trump is closing in on the winning number. He only needs 235 more delegates to clinch the deal. But Ted Cruz is very effectively winning the shadow primary, this effort to make sure that more of the actual people filling the delegate roles are his loyalists. He did it again in Arizona and Missouri and in Virginia this past weekend.